WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Faith Abube. A juror speaking exclusively to ABC News after the conviction of disbarred attorney Alec Murdoch in South Carolina for the murder of his wife and son. Craig Moyer telling ABC's Eva Pilgrim most of the jury felt Murdoch was guilty right off the bat.
It was two not guilty, one not sure, and nine guilty.
What was your vote?
Guilty.
From the start?
Yes.
Suspected tornadoes in Louisiana and Texas, toppling trees and damaging property.
Of course, my grandbabies were crying. They were four and five.
Shirley Carden says she just got her grandchildren home from school when the roaring started. This is ABC News. President Biden this morning will award the Medal of Honor to retired Army Colonel Paris Davis. He was an African-American who fought in Vietnam. He's being recognized for his accomplishments on the battlefield.
You feel pleased that you served your country in the way that you thought you would serve your country. America becomes profoundly your flag that you carry around.
Davis was 26 years old and a captain when he and his team held off the enemy for 18 hours. Today's honor, long overdue. Davis was told the U.S. Army lost his paperwork twice. Congress is zeroing in on George Santos, the House Republican, now the subject of an ethics investigation into lies about his background and his finances, a separate subcommittee formed because of the sheer number of allegations. Santos says he will cooperate with the investigation. Today is the global day of unplugging, challenging you to turn off your phone and go screen-free for 24 hours. The idea? To stress the importance of taking a break from all our digital devices. Faith Abube, ABC News.
Aha! Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common. We both look good in green. Chicks dig our accents.
You're cute!
And we all love what's on the other side of the rainbow. Get your pot of gold when you sponsor our hourly weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
That's 24 ads per day. One ad every hour right before the latest weather forecast.
And right now, the prices on these premium sponsorships are slashed up to 50%. But you must act before March 15th to take part. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Fox Valley regional and state news and commentary for us to find common ground. Civic Media.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak, it's Friday. It's Anything Goes Friday, whatever's on your mind today. It's you and me for 3 hours, no guests, just a really great shoe. We got a lot to talk about. Also, what will happen to everyone who is not white, straight, or male if we all don't speak out, who are white, straight, and I'd say, you know, male and female. How the Murdoch trial shows off privilege in America, and pregnant refugee women are actually on the run inside the U.S. I'll tell you about all those stories in the first hour. In the second hour, I want to start out with Russia appears to have a plan to attract 7 million conservatives. Do you know conservative friends who are leaving America to move to Russia? Here's one they appear to have attracted, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She got CPAC to stand up and boo President Zelensky. Oh, wasn't that sweet? Also, Jim Crow, that would be in the second hour of the program. Also, Jim Crow is alive and well in Mississippi. White power taking over Jackson, Mississippi, one of the 80% black towns. It looks like the Wisconsin Supreme Court is using anti-Semitism, well, not the Supreme Court itself, but conservatives who are running, a conservative who is running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court, is now using anti-Semitism in his advertisements to win. And leaked audio is showing a very ugly side of rail management. We'll tell you that. And the lobbying on the railroads in the third hour of the program. But I want to start out with my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com. The headline is, What Will Happen to Everyone Who Is Not White, Straight, and Male If We Don't Speak Out? And, you know, today's Republican Party, whether this is intentional or unwitting, and I... and all this kind of thing, but they're following a script. It's a very old script. It's a script that goes back to ancient Rome. Pastor Martin Niemöller's famous poem begins with, First they came for the socialists, but I was not a socialist, so I did not speak out. But in fact, first they came for the queer people, specifically the trans people. A year after the Nazis began attacking a year before Nazis began attacking union leaders and socialists, a full 5 years before Kristallnacht, when they were attacking Jewish-owned stores, the Nazis came for the trans people at the Institute for Sexual Research in Berlin. In 1930, this is 3 years before the Nazis, the Institute had pioneered the first gender-affirming surgery in modern Europe. Its director, Magnus Hirschfeld, had compiled the largest library of books and scientific papers on the LGBTQ spectrum in the world, and was internationally recognized in the field of sexual and gender studies. Being gay, lesbian, or trans was tolerated in Germany, and at least in the big cities, when Hitler came to power on January 30th of 1933. But the German queer community was his first explicit target. Literally within weeks of Hitler coming to power. He began a campaign to demonize queer people with especially vitriolic attacks on trans people across German media. German states put into law bans on gender-affirming care, drag shows, and any sort of, quote, public display of deviance, end quote. They were enforcing a law, it was called Paragraph 175, that had been put into place in 1871 that hadn't been enforced in Germany for decades, certainly not in the 20th century. But here we are, a mere 5 months after Hitler came to power. On May 6, 1933, Nazis showed up at the Institute and hauled over 20,000 priceless, many of them priceless, books and manuscripts. This was the largest collection of literature, scientific and otherwise, on gender studies, and particularly on LGBTQ studies, in the world. Hauled them out into the street and created a bonfire you could see from half of Berlin. This was the first major Nazi book burning. It would, and they celebrated it with newsreels. They, you know, the cameras showed up, they played newsreels in the theaters all across Germany before the movies. But it would not be the last book burning. The party's leaders said that by burning these books and literature about gays, lesbians, and trans people that dated back centuries in some cases, some even millennia, they were consigning to the flames, quote, the international the intellectual garbage of the past, and were, quote, protecting Germany's youth from deviance. Fascists always start by declaring themselves the victims of others. Victimhood is essential to the fascist worldview. It's at its core. It's their excuse for destroying other people's lives. They then cast the weakest and least popular minorities in a society as the victims, the victimizers of the fascists. Fascism is never directed against the rich and powerful. It's always against those least able to defend themselves. It's basically bullying turned into a political movement. And when fascists throughout history have looked for victims, they always begin with queer people. Because that is the smallest minority. It's the minority that has the smallest circle of people compared to religious minorities or racial minorities, has the smallest circle of people who personally know them and therefore are willing to accept them, stand up for them, defend them, and speak out against their persecution. Once the fascists have shattered the LGBTQ people and you know, turned the country against them, then they move on to demonizing and politically disenfranchising racial minorities and religious minorities. Then they suppress the rights of women, celebrate masculinity and guns, seize major political parties and the courts, and then take over the nation itself. This formula goes all the way back to Rome. In 326, the year 326, Constantine the Great, who converted Rome to Christianity, put into place the death penalty for homosexuality. This was, Mussolini invented the word fascism in the 1920s, but it has been around for a long, long time. He simply put a label on it. Yesterday, Kevin McCarthy tried to federally one-up Ron DeSantis in their queer-hating fascist meeting meter. It used to be, all these anti-gay, anti-trans, anti-lesbians laws were state-based. Yesterday, Kevin McCarthy introduced the first federal one. He called it a parental bill of rights. In Texas and Florida today, state authorities are coming for the parents of trans kids. Red states that have been seized by fascist demagogues are purging libraries and schools of books, banning drag shows, and outlawing women's rights to abortions and contraception. Fascists always weaponize sexuality, race, and religion. But it usually begins with sexuality and gender. The ACLU right now is tracking 371 anti-trans bills across the United States. Every single one was introduced by Republicans. Most of them include draconian criminal penalties. Most are promoted as, quote, protecting our children. That would be the same children who die by bullets every 2 hours and 26 minutes every day in America and are injured by bullets every 10 to 15 minutes in America. But there's no laws to regulate bullets or guns. Fascists love guns. Displaying weapons in public makes them feel more masculine, more powerful, less frightened. They're wielding the ultimate power, the power over life and death. After Florida passed their Don't Say Gay or Trans law, Human Rights Watch reported a 400% surge in social media hate speech directed at queer people nationwide. What starts in Florida does not stay in Florida. The FBI released a report in 2021 showing a shocking sevenfold increase in hate crimes against lesbians. Next year, I guarantee you, you're going to see the same thing against trans people, you know, when they look back on this year's statistics. Suicide among queer youth is exploding, with 45% reporting last year that they'd considered suicide. Republicans know this, but they don't care. They're reveling in this current fascist climate. Every new law brings a couple of more bigots to vote for them. They are doing things that were unimaginable just a decade ago. Republican or Republican-associated fascists have tried to murder the governor of Michigan, the vice president of the United States, the Speaker of the House. They've sent dozens of bombs to high-profile Democratic politicians. They've killed multiple police officers and civilians in several states, as well as on January 6th. They've infiltrated the FBI and police agencies across the country. The largest slaughter of American Jews in modern history came right after Donald Trump said, quote, Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global interest powers, her special interest friends and her donors. And you know, when they talk about globalist bankers, who they're talking about. You don't even need a Nazi decoder ring to figure that one out. Now, in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, the Republicans are running ads saying that the progressive in that race is being funded by George Soros and the international Jews. They don't use the word Jews. It's an international conspiracy, though. Yeah, I mean, again, you don't. Everybody knows what this dog whistle means. We just learned this week. I mean, literally this week. That another American fascist was planning to murder Michigan's openly lesbian attorney general, Dana Nessel. Five people in a fascist group from Fresno were arrested this week for seven terrorist bombings. Meanwhile, you know, the hottest topic among Republicans is a new civil war. Republican-controlled states across the nation are aggressively purging black voters from their rolls. Literally tens of millions of them in the last 10, 15 years. In Florida and Texas, the governors of those states have had black ex-felons arrested and paraded in front of cameras. Billboards go up all across the country before every election saying voter fraud is a felony. Fascists, after all, think of democracy as old-fashioned and quaint, something to give lip service to, but not to seriously practice. Meanwhile, Donald Trump proposed this week his own legislation outlawing trans people altogether. This is accelerating. In Florida, Channel 8 reports, Florida Senator Jason Broder wants bloggers who write about Governor Ron DeSantis and other members of the Florida Executive Cabinet Legislature to register with the state or face fines. These are not isolated incidents. They are not separate from one another. They are part of a whole, and we all have to speak up. We have to call this what it is. It is fascism. And if we don't wake up and speak out, we may not have a recognizable America in 2 or 3 years. Back with your calls after this.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back. Actually, I got a couple of quick stories for you, and I'll pick up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law, as well as social and health issues. You can find it all at HartmanReport.com. Explore the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of old New England with American Cruise Lines. You'll visit scenic Martha's Vineyard, beautiful Nantucket, and Bar Harbor. Enjoy an authentic lobster bake along the rocky shores of Maine aboard the newest fleet of small cruise ships. Relax on your private balcony, breathing in the ocean air as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Simply request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Do you know the importance of a high-protein diet for your dog? Dogs are omnivores, so it's imperative that they get enough protein in every meal. Many of your mass-produced dog foods, especially the dry dog foods, may lack the essential protein and the healthy fats that your dog needs for optimal health. So what do you do? Well, introducing Dynavite's Meal Boosters. That's a freeze-dried meal topper that is loaded with protein and omegas. Just sprinkle it on top of your pet's food for a delicious taste pack with essential nutrients that can help support a healthy skin and coat, gut health, and your dog's immune system. These toppers are absolutely great for our dogs, Blue and Chewy. Now they get all the nutrients they need to be healthier and full of life, and they absolutely love Dynavite's meal toppers. Love, love, love them. I mean, the cats do too. They're constantly trying to steal them. Dynavite is so confident that your pet will benefit from their products. They offer a 90-day risk-free trial on your first purchase, so you have nothing to lose. Go to Dynavite.com today. That's D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com. Dynavite.com. Terms apply. See the site for details. Welcome back. Okay, just a couple of quick stories here, and then pick up your phone calls. Number one, have you been following the Murdaugh trial? I mean, this is a great example. This guy, 54-year-old Alex Murdaugh, his family goes back 100 years as prosecutors in this one county. His father, his grandfather, his great-grandfather, and his great-great-grandfather. And this is a five-county district. It covers 3,200 square miles, and they were responsible for all criminal prosecutions. This is what happens when people have absolute power. You know the old saying, absolute power corrupts absolutely? This is it. And it's also the good old boy network, frankly. And now we're discovering, I don't know if you've seen the Netflix special. There's also one on HBO. I watched the next Netflix one. It looks like this family was involved in more than one murder, or more than these two murders, rather. It looks like they killed their housekeeper. It looks like, maybe. And it looks like they killed a young gay man who might have been having an affair with one of Murdaugh's kids. And his son that he killed was about to go on trial for killing a 17-year-old girl. So that's five murders in one family in about 10 years. It's incredible. All righty. The other story I want to share with you, and then I'll pick up your phone calls, is now we've got states all across the nation proposing laws to block what they refer to as human trafficking or abortion tourism, which is basically making it a crime to travel out of state. There's a bill in Idaho, for example, that does this right now. A remarkable story that was published over at Arcamax Publishing Company, Arcamax, ARCAMAX.com. She traveled 2,000 miles for her abortion. And this is about a woman from Texas who was absolutely terrified. She was pregnant in Texas. She had an abusive partner. She already had one kid. She left him. She wanted to get an abortion. For 2 weeks, the abortion clinics in Kansas didn't return her call. They are so overwhelmed. But finally, she has a sister in Washington State, and so she flew up there and got an abortion. But she's terrified. She's absolutely terrified. She told one person in Texas that she was pregnant. And she's frightened that when she goes back to Texas, that person will tell somebody who will tell somebody who will then put a bounty hunter on her. You getting this? I mean, bounty hunters pursuing women in Texas because they leave the state to get an abortion. This is just absolutely breathtaking. And the story of this woman, you know, how frightened she was to even organize her travel plans to leave the state, terrified that the state of Texas was checking her Google history or watching her cell phone, or that some bounty hunter might be tracking her, or will after she gets back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Hey, there is no other word to describe this than fascism. We'll be right back with your calls.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. 800-673-1574. That's 800-673-1574.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435.
800-280-9435. The Shaw 101 FM, your...
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. No mercy today from the judge who sentenced Alec Murdoch for the murders of his wife and son. Judge Clifton Newman giving Murdoch two consecutive life sentences and then bringing up his own words.
Remind me of the expression you gave on the witness stand. Was it tangled?
Tangled web we weave.
What did you mean by that?
I meant when I lied, I continue to lie.
And the question is, when will it end?
Judge saying he believes Murdoch lied at his very sentencing when he doubled down that he had nothing to do with the murders.
I'm innocent. I would never hurt my wife, Maggie, and I would never hurt my son, Pawpaw.
Murdoch was led away in handcuffs and a prison jumpsuit to serve what the judge described as the rest of his natural life in prison. This is ABC News.
When it's raining cats and dogs, your business can rain profits. Sponsoring the weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station will get your phone to ring.
Listeners pay attention to weather forecasts, and they'll pay attention to your message.
Act now, because we're slashing prices up to 50% on these premium sponsorships.
But the deals absolutely end March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. Sponsoring our forecasts is the Cats Meow.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
It's scary. Maybe I'm coming a little bit more over the left, but...
Well, it's not left. It's good governance, Steve.
It's good to be exposed to different ideas, and I do appreciate that you do put that out there on the airways, because a lot of times where you just get a little soundbite of this or a little bit of that, and that's the end of it. You're to be commended for that.
Dave, I'm glad you finally come around to commending the greatest radio show ever, man.
Follow the devil's advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Earl Ingram.
They can't tell you one thing that Ron Johnson has done to support them. I don't understand that. I never will understand it. I know we've got conservative listeners, but I asked them to point to one thing that Ron Johnson has done to make their lives any better, and they can't point to any of it.
Conversations that hit home every day. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
5 hours of special spring primary election coverage. A dozen reporters, hosts, and political experts tracking results for you around Wisconsin.
Everything from your local races to the Supreme Court.
Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly moving on to the general election.
Coverage you won't find anywhere else. And we're doing it all again for the important general election in April.
Elections or anytime, we're here for you. Your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Yeah. Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls on Anything Goes Friday. Mike in Lomita, California. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. A couple of days ago, you put out the question, more or less, of who it was that first said it can be difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on his not understanding it.
Mm-hmm.
And the winner is one of the most fascinating individuals of the 20th century, Upton Sinclair, muckraking writer who went into a meatpacking plant undercover, and it came out with a book called The Jungle, which detailed all the atrocities he'd seen there, which made him probably more responsible than anyone else for the Federal Meat Inspection Service and the Food and Drug Administration and some of the other triumphs of the muckraking era.
Yeah, you're absolutely
right. And he's also one of the two Sinclairs who are among the most popular writers of that era in America, the other one being Sinclair Lewis, the fictional, more fictional novelist who wrote Elmer Gantry and Babbitt and was played in the Elmer Gantry character was played in a movie by Burt Lancaster. Maybe you've seen it.
Didn't he also write It Can't Happen Here? Sinclair Lewis?
Sounds like, yeah. But later, he was a Democratic Socialist, and he ran for governor of California at the depth of the Depression as a Democrat. And he had done to him the Newsmax Foxaganda treatment from the moguls who were in constant battle with their employees over unionization and that sort of thing.
That would have been William Randolph and Hearst probably leading the charge.
Well, I don't think Hearst was that much to do with the movie industry, but movie studio owners.
Oh, I see.
They put out these. This was here before television, but they had newsreels, and they put these newsreels out with actors pretending to be bums, who were all said they were going to California because the Sinclair Lewis in Poverty in California program was such a great thing for them, and of course Lewis. Sinclair lost by a pretty large margin in the actual vote.
Yeah.
So he had been popular up to that point.
That's fascinating. I had no idea.
Yeah, it's he read a really great biography of him, anyway, I recommend it to anyone to look up his whole varied life and career.
That's great. Mike, thank you. Thanks for sharing that stuff, and that's fascinating. Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for your show, always. And I want to say a thank you to Ziggy for my girls saving money on their internet service. Such helpful advice. And I recently had a terrible experience where I fell and was knocked unconscious.
Oh, no.
Luckily, I woke up, and I had a huge golf ball bump on the back of my head. So in emergency room, the doctor said he was almost needed to give me a blood transfusion because my hemoglobin was so low. But what I found out is I had a bleeding ulcer. So I thought, yeah, people have to really take care of themselves. And you always have such wonderful books and such wonderful advice because I do have lots of troubles. And we're being sued by our Trumpster neighbor because electrical lines run a little bit over his yard, and he's trying to put up a fence on our driveway to make it obsolete for a car. And I just wanted to warn people in Illinois, there is no trespassing law. He could come in our yard whenever he wants. He could even come in our house, and there's no law in Illinois
There has to be trespass laws.
No, I just found that out, and we have an attorney. I've been warned so many different things. We're probably going to have to get surveillance now. He can come in my yard. He came in the yard and cut 11 trees down, and he cut all his. Yeah, he's such an awful neighbor. But I noticed my husband double-locked the back door, and then I was thinking, oh, we have never, Tom, we've never locked our doors, and I lock it in the daytime now. It's
Because you've got a Trump humper living next door.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah.
And that I was relieved. I watched the Murdoch trials. I was so relieved that, about his sentence, and I was so thankful for that Southern jury. They didn't fall for Murdoch's fake tears. And they even had one of the jurors on CNN, and he said he saw no tears fall from his eyes.
Yeah.
He said he just blew his nose in front of everyone.
Right.
His mucus fell.
Right.
So that was a huge relief.
Yeah. There you go. Well, I'm sorry to hear about your struggles, Jessica. I wish you the very best on that. And
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. And your show is helpful. You tell how you grab a thought and try and get it out of your head. And you recommended books, and I always try and write stuff down. So you're very helpful.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jessica. And I hope you're feeling better soon. Thank you very much. Chaz in Lakewood, Washington. Hey, Chaz, what's on your mind today?
Thomas Hartman, may I be the first to wish you a happiest 20th anniversary.
Oh, thank you. Anniversary of what? Oh, the show?
The show. This is the month 20 years ago when it all came together, didn't it?
I think so. We were talking to Rama about that a couple of weeks ago because he was my first producer. Did he say it was March or April? Do you remember, Sean? It's March? Oh, yeah, okay. Well, thank you. Yeah, we are now 20 years on the air. I should send a press release to Talkers Magazine. Wow.
And so, with that in mind, I would like to propose three new slogans for the Tom Hartman program.
Okay.
The first one is, I told you so.
Okay.
The second one, shake your fist at the sky and shout, Reagan!
Okay.
And finally, I personally like the news analysis program with heart, man.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, Chaz, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, thank you. That's great. And thanks for the well wishes. I had completely forgotten. I wasn't paying attention to the calendar. Mark, I generally don't. Mark in Davenport, Iowa. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. A couple quick things, if I could. You know, the DNC has taken away Iowa's first in the nation caucus, partially because of our lack of diversity. But I would like to remind the DNC, respectfully, that in 2008, it was this non-diversive state that showed America that it was all right to vote for a black man for president.
Well, and Jimmy Carter, too. I mean, both Jimmy Carter and Barack Obama made their presidential chops in Iowa. And, I'm not so certain that moving to South Carolina is such a good idea. I realize, you know, Jim Clyburn has a lot of power in the party, I think that retail politics is really important stuff, and you can do that in a state like Iowa that only has a couple million people. That's real hard to do in a state like South Carolina, which has got many more. I don't know the population off the top of my head, but I'm guessing it's at least two or three times the population of Iowa.
Well, which leads to my second point. I'm not sure of this, but it seems to me that, you know, in 2008, Iowa was still a really purple state. And it seems to me that after 2008, that's when all the money came in because we have such cheap advertising rates here.
Yep.
And so it didn't take much for the big donor Republicans to buy up our state houses.
And this is how they've taken over red state after red state, because the media markets are so inexpensive. You know, Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, Utah.
And right now, I'm telling you, Tom, Iowa is trying to outdo Florida and Texas. The things that are coming out of the Iowa legislature right now, some of the things they're proposing are so draconian. I mean, just starting with the public school vouchers and the tax breaks, and they're going to get rid of the sales tax altogether in the state of Iowa within the next 3 years. Plus, that's not even the half of that. Some of the crazy stuff that's going on, there was a bill that they wanted to put through
that's not going anywhere this time that would make it constitutionally illegal for gay marriage in this country.
I mean, I'm not surprised.
The
sales tax surprises me, Mark. I mean, here in Oregon, we have no sales tax. And that's kind of a progressive thing, because that means that low-income people are not paying, you know, any tax, basically. You know, they're not paying, if you're working for very little, you know, you're paying FICA, but that's about it. You're not paying an income tax.
Excuse me, I misspoke. It isn't the sales tax. It's
income tax?
Yes.
Yeah. So that makes sense. I mean, you know, not having an income tax, that's, you know, that's what Florida and Texas have done, and, you know, to attract billionaires and right wingers. And yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Mark, thank you. I think. I mean, you know, it's kind of grim news, but, you know, thanks for bringing us up to date on what's going on in Iowa. And, you know, I look forward to future updates. Mark, thank you. Amazing stuff. It's Anything Goes Friday here on the Tom Hartman Program. We'll pick up your calls right after this. Stay with us. But for We the People.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
20 years. That's amazing. You know, it's like time flies. Boy. We'll be right back. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With 20 plus years of experience combined with new tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects easy. Angie has the experts you need, whether it's your first repair, your first renovation project, or upgrading your home before you sell. Angie is your personal home expert with 150 million plus customers served to date. Angie provides new digital tools and innovative solutions to make it easier than ever to get that home project done right. We recently sprung a leak on our roof. The free Angie mobile app came to our rescue. Now it's being fixed. Angie gets the stress that home projects can cause. They make tackling home service projects a breeze from start to finish. Plus, they have upfront project pricing, so you'll know what you'll pay before you start. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free Donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with the living herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it in a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. The reason I get one great night's sleep after another, thanks to our Cozy Earth bedding. These are the softest sheets you'll ever find. If you can imagine silk and cotton combined, that's what they feel like to us. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite thing this 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. So get cozy now. Hurry, I can get you 35% off on Cozy Earth. Yes, indeed, I can. Go to CozyEarth.com. Just plug in my promo code, Tom, T-H-O-M, and you will save 35% on everything on the website. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code, Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Roger in Suquamish, Washington. Hey, Suquamish, Washington. Hey, Roger, what's up?
It's actually Snoqualmie. So happy to talk to you.
Oh, Snoqualmie. Snoqualmie. I'm sorry.
Yes. Snoqualmie, yeah. I so appreciate what you do, and I learned something from you. Every time I get the chance to listen to you, today I learned that Hitler went after gays and sexual minorities first. I knew he went after them, but I didn't know that he went after them first.
5 months after he took power.
Yeah. So a comment on how things have changed. I think 7 years ago, I called you and asked you, why in the hell aren't you using the word fashion to describe what's going on?
Yeah.
And you agreed that it was happening, and but you gave me some pretty good reasons for not using it. So I have noticed that one of the changes is you're calling it out and telling it like it is.
Yeah.
So my question is, what are we going to do about white Christian nationalists, the Christo fascists that are among us? There was a Assemblies of God church in my area that the Southern Poverty Law Center identified as working with hate organizations. I think they were working with a group that wanted to execute gay people. So what are we going to do about these people who believe that the earth is 6,000 years old? And that Tyrannosaurus Rex had 6-inch canine teeth so they could eat watermelon, and believe that gays should be executed even though Jesus never said one word about that.
Right. If anything, he preached tolerance. Roger, I don't think it's, quote, do something about them. The people are entitled to have their own beliefs, no matter how offensive they are. I do think that exposing those beliefs is important. And I think the other thing, the FBI and national police forces have been, and even state police forces have been very, very slow to act on this. And I think it's in large part because so many cops are hardcore authoritarians and Republicans themselves. But, they're starting to take this kind of stuff seriously too. But, we need to be very careful about state power
You know, because it can be used against fascists just as easily. I mean, it can be used against you and me just as easily as it could be used against fascists. So I think the number one thing to do, which is what I'm trying to do with Hartman Report and with this program, is simply call them out. Roger, thank you for the call. Mike in Fort Collins, Colorado. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about anti-Semitism, but that caller about the kid that wants to, learn to be a farmer and have an education too. Mm-hmm. I believe I saw it on either 60 Minutes or on Sunday Morning about a college. I think it's in California that does that. You know, they go to class in the morning and plant corn in the afternoon.
Huh. Well, time to use the search engines then.
Yep. I think that's what it was. It was kind of an agricultural college, whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm coming up on 74, and some of the greatest people in my life, since I was a little kid, are Jewish, as is my sister-in-law is. And I don't get it. I don't get this whole anti-Semitism, this whole thing. It does. Maybe I'm missing something here. But this morning in the Denver Post, I think this, I don't know if this is a New York Times article, there's another movie called The Order, and it's fiction, about two FBI agents who track like these hate groups. Mm-hmm. And kind of the core of it that they built it around is the 1984 murder of Alan Berg.
Oh yeah, he was killed by the Order. That was a skinhead neo-Nazi group. He was a talk show host in Denver back about 25 years ago, and they gunned him down with machine guns in the parking lot of the radio station. And
it was in his driveway.
Oh, it was in his home driveway. Okay, I didn't know that. I thought it was at the radio station. But that was the end of liberal talk radio in America. I mean, he was the last big national, progressive host, and then came Rush Limbaugh.
Well, and I remember, it's stuck in my mind today, the picture of him in the car leaning, they shot him, he had the door open, they shot him, he fell kind of half in, half out of the car.
Yeah.
And that image has stuck in my mind. And then what really chills me is that those clowns worshipped with a guy named by the name of Pete Peters at, I think, the Pentecostal Church of La Porte. Well, La Porte's kind of a little town outside of Fort Collins. And he was one of these Christian nationalist people.
Yeah.
And got them all fired up, and then they went down and killed Berg.
Yeah, and there was a movie made out of that, by the way. It's called Talk Radio. A little more than almost two decades ago. It's been quite a while. Yeah. Mike, thanks for the call. It's it gives you pause from time to time, but hey, we keep pushing on. We'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing.
Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.